Jeff. Hey. I don't mean to interrupt this party time here, but...
Sorry, I was having a party.
We were just listening to Chris Burke's cover of Poison Ivy.
Yeah, Chris Burke.
Also better known as Corky from Life Goes On.
Yeah.
Is that the name of it? Was Wilford Brimley also on that one? No, that was Our House.
Yeah.
Those were the same show to me.
Life Goes On, that's the... Is that Fred Savage show?
That's the one.
All right, yeah.
That's the one with the voice of Knight Rider is the principal.
No, that's...
Right?
That's the one with Topanga.
Right.
That's a different show.
Oh, okay. So I just wanted to say that why did someone let Chris Burke record an album?
He was a big TV star. Why wouldn't you?
I don't mean to make fun of someone with Down syndrome, because that's kind of not cool.
It's all the way not cool.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it. But also, that guy probably shouldn't have recorded that album. So, you know, who's the real criminal here?
Yeah, I'm gonna side with you.
Yeah, because he sounds like he's singing Monster Mash
under duress.
Yeah. It's like someone's, like, forcing him to do this.
Yeah.
Also just weird Poison Ivy coming from the guy with Down syndrome talking about how this lady's bad for you.
And then, like, the backup singers are all kids.
Right. There's also a song about food on this album.
Eating is fun. Eating is serious. If you eat too much, you're gonna get delirious.
If you eat too little, Jeff...
You're gonna disappearious.
Eating is so serious.
Eating is so much fun.
God damn it. It seems like something made... It seems like that should exist alongside, like, the Jerry Lewis, like, concentration camp clown movie that supposedly exists. Like, no one... You should hear about, like, whispers in hallways of someone's cousin knows a guy who's got a... 8th generation dub of it somewhere.
Yeah.
But you never actually see it or hear it. It's like, no, my cousin was at Chris Burke's house and he played it for him. And
they sold this in stores.
You could buy this. You could probably go to Amoeba right now if you're somewhere that has an Amoeba Records.
And maybe find a copy. You
could probably find a copy of this Chris Burke masterpiece.
Singer with the Band is the name of the album.
Also weird because it's not just. I think that you could eventually, like, give yourself over to the reality of this guy singing these songs.
Sure.
If it was just him.
Right.
But the fact that they back him up with people that sound like something closer to a professional singer.
They back him up with, like, what sounds like, you know, like a Sharon Lewis and Bram concert or something. It's like these two guys that I think are brothers and... I believe that they are also
Differently
abled in some way.
Uh-huh.
And then these kids, I don't know.
And they're blind or something? Because they don't sound so bad.
I think it might be their legs. It might be like wheelchair bound. I do not know.
So it's like that.
I don't even want to speculate on this because it is such a... It's such a dicey topic for us to even be discussing this openly.
Agreed. But I just had to get out there, Jeff, and say, dude, what the hell? This shouldn't have happened.
I think I might buy a Ford Edge. I'm at least going to test drive one.
You're talking about that. You think you've been itching to get a car for a while now.
I could use one.
A new vehicle.
I could use a new whip.
I am not going to disagree. I hate riding in this car. I've come to hate riding in this car.
It's what?
It's not a comfortable car.
Well, I got it lowered a little bit so it would turn better. And
that's less comfortable, so you could turn more on the 101.
The suspension, now you really feel every bump.
Yeah.
I can't listen to CDs in this car anymore.
Oh, do CDs straight up skip?
Yeah, they just straight up skip. It's a rough ride.
But it is.
But it's slow to the ground, cornering, performance.
Well, I am all in favor. Even if you slam your Ford Edge, I'm all in favor of a Ford Edge.
The Sport comes on 22s.
Oh,
comes with 22s.
Gangster.
And it's got Ford Sync, so I'd have to buy a Zune.
And
I think that might work with an iPod, too. I don't know.
Subwoofers?
I don't know. I don't know what the speaker situation is on it, but they have a nav package.